Tootie, catcher. Now that it's over, we are telling. We voted to. It's fairer than not. We're all taking our turns, even the ones who don't want to speak up. I'm going first because I was first. Sort of. Even though it's hard to tell exactly when it began. I mean, exactly when. It began so many different places. There were some sayings everybody knew. Come fall, hit that ball. Mount Hood gets the first new snow. Team positions you have to know. And decoration day, ready to play. Even the old men who sit on McHenry's store porch would tell you that. When I walked past them to buy my new three-ring binder for sixth grade, one of those men said to me, "Your year, right, Tootie?" They kidded me. "I can smell them hot dogs already. You gonna hit one over the Barlow fence, Tootie?" They gave me advice, too. "Keep your legs limber. You never know when a leg'll cramp up on you." They are the retired Blue Brothers and Vernell's mother's old cousin, and they knew I was going to be the catcher for our team. They couldn't not know. They had seen me across the road on the school playing field many times in the summer. Very often, Shadeen and me were there practicing. She'd pitch to me, and we had very good signals all ready for our game. It was a rule that official softball team practices couldn't begin till the first day of school of the sixth grade year, but there was no rule that we couldn't be ready, and we were getting ready. The school principal let me borrow the catcher's mask and pads for the summer. Like she said, "So you don't kill yourself before you even get to play your game, Tootie, for heaven's sake." We thought it would be the year of our lives. For 49 years, the game had been played between Bear Creek Ridge and Barlow, girls only. It was like just yesterday we were little kids, watching the big girls play their game every spring. May 28, 1949 would be the 50th anniversary game, and we would get to play it. People were already calling us the 50-year girls, and I'd made my discovery, and she was going to make all the difference. I discovered Aki, and her champion mother, too. I found Aki by surprise at my summer job in Hiroko Strawberry Patch. There she was, a Japanese girl looking about my age, quite a fast berry picker, nimble you could say. And when I looked up and saw her heave a rotten berry left-handed over into the woods, I said to myself, "There's an arm." Right away, I thought of our Bat Six game. I said to her across the three berry rows between us, "What's your name?" And she said, "Aki." And I said, "My name's Tootie. Do you know how to play ball?" And she said, "Yes, I played a lot of it." At lunchtime, we played a little bit of catch with my ball I often had with me, and she was right. She was so right. She could catch anything. We had no gloves or anything. She's a lefty. I got home and told my folks about this new girl that just suddenly turned up in the middle of the berry patch, and I said her name, and my mother whirled around from the corn she was shucking, and she said, "Aki? That's Aki Mikami. The Mikamis are back?" You might ask, why would my mother not already know the Mikamis were back in such a small country town like ours? Well, that is a long story. The short part of the story is my mother got on the phone with Susanna's mother and Shadeen's mother and little Peggy's mother, and she even included Lorelai's mother, and they arranged to have a luncheon as a welcoming back party in honor of Aki's mother, Keiko Mikami. They had a corsage from Mrs. Mikami from little Peggy's mother's garden, and Mrs. Mikami was so embarrassed she almost didn't say anything at all, and all the mothers agreed she didn't have to say much. It was just good luck, and thanks to God, she and her family came back. Aki and I didn't even recognize each other, even though we used to play together when we were little tiny kids. There is even a picture of Susanna and Aki and me in my mother's album. We were around 2 years old, and it was somebody's birthday, but the Mikamis had been away so long. The truth about Aki and her family is sad. They used to live here. Then every single Japanese had to go to a camp to live because Japan had bombed Pearl Harbor, even the ones born in America, American citizens. Aki and her brother and even her dad are that. The government sent them to a camp in the desert, and they stayed there for the whole war. They just disappeared. And we were so little, nobody explained it to us.